Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. That's our website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're celebrating the 13th anniversary of our show, the 11th year of our newsletter, which is right there on the homepage. Hope you subscribe to that when you get to our site and use that to your advantage as well. We'll send that to you on Sunday afternoon, every Sunday afternoon by email. And all the other things that are on the website, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, like our good friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, who's with us right now on the show. And so check all that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jennifer, your books include the Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. That's the new book. Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, etc. Tell us how we can find those books.
Oh, you can find those books just about anywhere. You can certainly find them on my website, jenniferhawthorne.com. But, yeah, you can find those books anywhere, Jim. Order them from Amazon.
jenniferhawthorne.com. Folks, check it out. Now, Jennifer, another thing that you're doing, I know that as you make your own transition, you've been doing this for a long time, but you're doing it more professionally now. You're doing a lot of book editing, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm editing full-time now, and I have to tell you, Jim, I love editing other people's books rather than trying to write my own. It's really just absolutely marvelous working with writers.
Well, if someone wanted you to help them with their book, could they find you at your website?
Absolutely. All my contact information is there, and I'm doing nonfiction books anything from business to spirituality to self-help.
Right. JenniferHawthorne.com, folks.
Yeah,
Jennifer, we're talking about the tools that this book that you were telling us about, that you learned about the different stages of life from birth to the end of life, and how this person segmented it. And I think that helps people. I think the way you described it helps people to sort of put where they are in perspective, because we all need to feel like there's something else. There's something left to be done, don't they? Don't we?
Oh, yes. You know, Jim, it's really been shown that people live longer when they have a sense of purpose in life. And, you know, at my reunion, I was really quite amused and fascinated by people's different attitudes toward aging. A lot of people looked really great. A lot of people didn't look so great. One of my old friends, we were right next to each other in the alphabet, so we always sat next to each other, even in elementary school. And when I asked him how retirement was, he said, "Jennifer, I was born to retire." And I really love that. Here was a guy who, you know, was not having a problem with retirement at all, whereas we know that some people retire and they die because their sense of purpose, you know, is completely vanished. But, you know,
you're one of those people that when you show up for the reunion, all the other women hate you. Because you look so good. So let's get that out of the table. Let's get that right out of the table.
I do my best to stay vital, and I think that there are a lot of things that go into being vital, and one is a deep interest in life, and another is something I want to share with you, a beautiful quote, if I may, because I think this really encapsulates the message. There's an author by the name of Mae Sarton who wrote a book of poetry called At 70, and she made this statement at a poetry reading she was doing at a Connecticut college. She said, "This is the best time of my life." She said, "I love being old." And someone from the audience challenged her and said, "Why is it good to be old?" And her answer was, "I'm more myself than I've ever been. There's less conflict. I'm happier, more balanced, more powerful."
Right.
And honestly, Jim, I feel myself that I am more myself than I've ever been. I think
Jennifer, that the age we live in is helping people to get old and be more vital and be more connected and be more involved, that our society is that we are simultaneously we're getting older, that we're creating a world where where people like, you know, people who are getting, you know, into their 50s and 60s and 70s can flourish and older?
I think that that and its opposite are true, Jim. I think that the opposite is also happening because in this world of instant communications, the internet, virtual everything, that it's very, very possible for people to become more isolated than they've ever been. But I also think that more people, especially in our baby boomer community, are seeking community. And I think that that is another secret to really, really being able to remain vital.
Well, see, this is something that I've been doing some work on and a lot of thought and reading about and writing about, and that is how community, as we move through, as we move into the second decade of the 21st century, community is trumping demographic. Community is trumping who you are as a boomer. You're not so much a boomer as you are somebody who likes poetry, who just happens to be a boomer. That kind of thing.
Yes, I would really agree with that, and I think that as we really make sure that we develop friendships and that we have a sense of community, whether it has to do with a geography or an interest. You know, something that ties us together. My uncle, for example, with whom I stayed in Baton Rouge, was in the military. He was in the Korean War. He has a community, you know, of veterans. And I was
Exactly. That's what I mean when I say community is trumping demographic. Jennifer, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much, Jennifer Hawthorne,
ladies and gentlemen. JenniferHawthorne.com is her website. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.